This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hear it from Steelers fans, though. Like, we're in the national media, and we always hear, like, you in the national media love Tomlin. You're all about, like, Tomlin can't win the big one. Steelers fans are like, he doesn't win. He doesn't win when it matters. So I see Ryan saying this, and I, to your point, Dan, like, this isn't coming from some talking. Ryan Clark is a beloved Steeler who is very close with Mike Tomlin. So I see that, and that's why this gets attention. When you say the word stale, that said, he still is the loudest voice in the building. And if he were to leave Pittsburgh, and he would have to be fired, because I don't think it would be able to go contractually this way, there would be a line of probably 15 teams to hire. And guess what? There would be a line of not only four broadcast networks, but 11 streamers and whoever else the NFL commissioner is doing upfronts for to get him on a broadcast crew. So Tomlin would still be the number one target in the offseason if he were to ever leave.
Great. He'd do TV. I love Schrager. I think he does a great job. He's super tapped in, really energetic. He's different, which I think they need. Like, all these insiders seem to be, hey, I'm an insider. I'm Adam Schefter. Look at how big my knot is on my tie. Schrager's fun, and I like that about him. He was super entertaining on Good Morning Football, and I'm not, like, personally taking shots at this dude. But you can't say, all I hear from Steelers fans is X, Y, Z. The national media loves Tomlin so much. And then brief pause where you take a breath and then, oh, every team in the National Football League would be lining up for his services. That's a lot of national love from Schrager being sprinkled upon Mike Tomlin. He's not wrong.
No.
But Mike Tomlin also hasn't won, quote-unquote, the big one in almost a decade? That's factually correct. Why do I care if he'd get hired someplace else? Andy Reid got hired someplace else. He won. He was better for it. The Eagles, they've won multiple championships.
Almost two decades.
Yeah. So, like, what are we doing here? And I don't know who it was who was on set with Schrager who threw the in there after Peter Schrager said the thing that has been said hundreds of times by national analysts. Oh, if the Steelers fired Mike Tomlin, he'd be hired in 8 seconds. And then you hear like that point has never been raised before. That's the point that always gets brought up. You want to know why? Because you can't argue the other stuff. I'm sure it's a fact that Mike Tomlin would get hired, whether it be by a TV network or by another NFL franchise, real damn quick.
Absolutely.
Real damn quick. But you can't push back on the guy hasn't won enough big games. And that's why they say the thing, oh, the line would be out the door. Oh, Mike Tomlin would get hired. Of course he'd be hired. He hasn't won a big game. You can't argue that point. That's a fact. It's been 8 years since they've been competitive in a playoff game. So I don't want to hear, oh, the national, oh, like, you're making fun of us Steelers fans. No, we got it right. And the national media got it wrong. And I'm not even saying Tomlin's a bad coach. I think Tomlin would go someplace else, probably would win. Especially if the GM had the ability to build the roster.
Well, we're always told about the standard as a standard. And, like, we set the standard, too, from what we're being told. And they haven't met the standard. So, like, what is the standard for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Like, what are they trying to accomplish? If it is just having winning seasons, then okay, maybe we need to lower our expectations. But our expectations, and we feel like the Steelers' expectations, is to win championships. And they've fallen incredibly short.
And what you'll hear is, oh, Tomlin's done a lot of winning since Ben with a lot of bad quarterback play. Yeah, Okay, fair enough. Quarterbacks that he handpicked. I mean, Kenny Pickett's not a Steeler if Mike Tomlin doesn't want him to be a Steeler. Neither is Mitch Trubisky and all these guys. Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and they were 4-2 with Justin Fields, and he was the lone wolf, and he's the one that wanted to go with Russell Wilson. I'm so tired of the expectations during the offseason getting set very low by the national media, and then Mike Tomlin incrementally outperforms those low expectations, and we're told what a great coach he is because he built a roster that was not complete and then happened to win with the roster that was his fault. I'm tired of it. And I like calling guys out on the BS because it's nonsense to me.
Well, it's easy. It's lagging for
it is, yeah.
You know, it's easy. It's easy to say that. It's easy to say that Mike Tomlin will get another job because he will.
He will.
So easy to say Mike Tomlin will have a $100 million contract on a TV network because he would.
But I'd love to see him on TV.
That doesn't mean that he's doing a great job right now.
Right. And a lot of teams, part of this is a ton of teams would line up to go 10-7 and just make the playoffs every year. That ain't the way we do it over here.
No.
That ain't good enough. Like, I heard, was it Jody on last night when I was driving back from a cookout yesterday, Dorn, had some burgers.
Nice.
Brisket chuck up and brisket up in there, some all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving back and listening to Jody saying, it's tough to be a Yankee fan right now. Well, not compared to being a Pirate fan,
right. But
compared to your own expectations and losing games to, like, the Mets, yeah, it sucks because you're graded differently than the rest of the franchises. And they have certain advantages the Steelers don't because they can spend as much money as they want to. And okay, a little luxury tax, they still got the money. They have an advantage. The Steelers don't have that same advantage. But the expectations here are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Other franchises, they would sign up for winning 10 games. Great. It's not good enough here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.